like one of the Amazon equipment.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So Amazon allows me for a show.
Alright, she's like just one of their eye repair master companies. This is.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Jacques. This is Zach with Bank of Cardiff, man. How are you?
Zach, I was thinking about you earlier, boy.
What's that?
I said I was thinking about you earlier this morning, but I was dropping off a load.
Oh, nice. Are you still, obviously you're out on the road right now, out of town?
Yeah. Here's what I want to ask you, though. I'm glad you called, though.
Sure, sure.
I had my ticket here, because when I went home, I still forgot to look at the form you sent. But I added a text to my phone. Let me ask you this here.
Sure.
I mean, I added an email to my phone. Let me ask you this here. Say like if I want to, the truck and trailer I got, well, I don't know. What's y'all interest rate? It all depends on
right.
Kind of power or whatever it may be.
Yeah, interest rates start at right around 4%. You know, we look at time in business, and we look at cash flow for the business, and a couple other factors, and then I could really give you a solid number, but we do start at right around 4% and can go up from there.
4%, well, you look at your credit score, too?
We have to, by law.
I mean, you don't run no hard credit report. I mean, it makes a difference on the kind of credit report you run.
Right, we go through. We just look at one credit report. We go through Experian and just do a soft pull through Experian. We don't go through all the agencies.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. And also, you know, if you're having some credit challenges right now, you know, we help all credit tiers A through D. So if your credits, you know, you don't feel as you know up to par, you know, we can still help you out. But we help you know, business owners that have credit challenges all the time. You know, sometimes there's medical debt and other stuff that'll screw your credit score up. You know, we look past that because we understand that stuff happens sometimes.
Yeah. No, I mean, I ain't got no problem like that.
But okay, cool.
What I'm thinking is this here. I want the truck and the trailer that I got right now because this contract I'm waiting on, this contract that I'm waiting on, it looks like they might try to drag it out to next year. So,
oh, wow.
But, I mean, it's the end of the year, I understand. So, I really want to get a lower interest rate on the truck and the trailer that I got now, if I can do it.
Okay, do you know what your rate is right now, by chance?
I know the interest on that trailer is 9.9 or 9.7, between 9.7 and 9.9. I know that.
Okay, how about the truck itself? Do you know what that is?
The interest rate on it.
Yeah.
No, I can look. Well, I ain't at home.
yeah. If you're looking to potentially refi, how long ago did you purchase the truck and trailer?
Last year.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
That's too soon to do it.
No, not at all, not at all. You know, we could definitely take a look into that and see if we can, you know, get you a lower rate. I think that we can, to be honest with you.
So let me ask you this here. With a lower rate, that'll put me in a lower, where if I combine both of them together, would that put me at a lower note or what? Depends on how long I finance them, right?
Exactly. But that lower rate will save you money regardless of how long the term is, just because you're not going to be paying as much money each month, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, that's ultimately what you're going to want to do is, and I think that we could possibly help you out with that.
Yeah, I want to kind of
Are you in a 60-month term right now, or do you know how long the term is?
I think so.
Okay, yeah. You know, shorter term as well is going to save you money in the long run because you're going to be paying less overall. We could potentially, you know, definitely modify that to assist you and make it not such a strain on her. You just want to get it paid off more so than anything.
Yeah, but next month will be a year, so that'll be 12 months on the 60 that's already gone.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to do another 60, but yeah. I want to try to pay it off as quick as I can. If I can combine both of them, get a payment, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What are you paying right now a month for the both, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, let me see. You buy a calculator. I ain't buy one. Hold on. Why not? I've got one on my phone. Let me see this up right quick.
Okay.
See, I got 12. Let me see. Both of them together, right at $895. $894.
Okay. And did you have a budget in mind or a payment that would be more helpful for you? That you're looking for, potentially?
Well, if I could get this truck and trailer within, like, I'll say $500 or $600 together, and I can do it in less than, well, I've knocked out a year already, in less than 4 years, but with the option on paying it off quicker than that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so maybe you might shoot for, like, 36 months? So that's just about okay. Yeah, you know what I'll do is as soon as we are done talking today, I'll shoot you out that information again, along with the other requirements and documents. So when you get back into town, you can take a look at that, and we can get the ball rolling for you.
Well, send it to this email here. I don't know what email I gave you, but send it to this email.
Okay, I have JJTransportation1@gmail.com.
No, send it to this one. Send it to JJENKINS1201@yahoo.com.
So JJenkins1021.
Say it again.
JJenkins1021@.
No, 1201.
1201. I'm sorry.
@yahoo.com.
Yahoo. Okay. I'll put that together for you again right now, and I'll have it out to you about 10 minutes. My direct dial will be on there, so if you have any questions in the next couple days or even next week, you can just give me a call directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
So, now, you think this is something you can do, or it's not possible or what?
No, this is, we do this type of thing all the time.
Okay.
All right,
that's what I'm saying. Thing about doing, I need to get a lower. I want to pay these two off and put both of them together with a lower interest rate, but I don't want no 5 years if I can pay it off and, if I can know that I can deal with it like 3 years or something like that, or 3.5 or whatever.
Yeah. We'll save you some money that way as well.
Right. That's what I want to do.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely, I'll get that out to you, and when I get that information back, I'll go to work for you and, see what kind of money I can save you. Okay. Any other? Did you have any other questions while I still have you on the phone?
Yeah, I got another question. What I'm saying, if I'm going to do that, well, I might just leave that where it is. Because I got another to combine all of them together. No, that might not work. Let me think about that. I'll actually do that after I think about it.
Okay, no worries. You want me to give you a call next week just to check in with you?
Well, I don't know. I might be headed back home by tomorrow, so if I get it and look at it, I'll call you back. If not, just call me after lunch tomorrow and see where I'm at.
Okay. Hey, that sounds good. I appreciate your time today, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, because things kept slowing down. I'm trying to make it to Thanksgiving week, but these wraps getting thinner and thinner, so people slowing down because of the holidays. So.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, give me a call tomorrow evening. That's about 1 or 2.
Yeah. Sounds good, man. It was good talking with you today, and then we'll talk again tomorrow.
All right, appreciate it.
No worries. You take care. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.